Is there added motivation for road games to go in someone else's house and do your thing?
I mean, last time I checked, man, the field's still the same. You know, but you can't let the crowd get into it. That's why we professionals. Our ability to go out there and, you know, and perform under those situations. So I don't think it's going to be a big deal. Like, as far as going on the road, we just got to continue to do what we do.
What's good about their secondary?
I mean, everything. And they got five first-rounders in their secondary. So, I mean, they can match up pretty good with us, but we got to go out there and make those plays when they present themselves.
The comparisons with A.J. Green often come with these kind of games. Is it get tiring, or is it kind of a compliment?
No, I know A.J. You know, we don't talk about that. We're not on the field at the same time, you know. He got to go against our defense. I got to go against his defense. So we just go out there and just try to make plays. I mean, it's no comparison because we two different guys. We play the same position.
Can you talk about how the offensive line here has had to adjust to a couple of, you know, dramatic changes and kept things moving during last week?
Yeah, I mean, Smitty said it the best, you know. You one play away, you know, all those guys. And we've been practicing like that. I mean, we haven't missed a beat, you know. Sam went down. Moved Jake over, and then Jake just went down, you know, so we brought up Gabe. So, I mean, those guys haven't missed a beat, man. They're doing a great job for us and being able to let Matt get the ball down the field.
You're so much about cohesiveness being so important on the offensive line. How difficult is it for, you know, from what you've seen for a unit to be able to keep things going that smoothly?
I mean, like I said, it started in the offseason, you know, with our work ethic, and it's just a new beginning. Last year we didn't have the season we wanted. You know, and we wanted to make changes here, and we just started from the ground up, man. And just as far as the weight room, film study, everything, and everybody just being on the same page.
You have four great wide receivers, four great running backs. How much fun is it to play in an offense like this, especially this year?
I mean, it feels great because at any given moment, I mean, those guys can take it a distance. Anybody, you know, for us, the running back position and the wide out position.
Is this game just a humble reminder, just life in the NFL, where you guys get a big win, but not very much time to think about it because you're playing another playoff team?
Yeah, I mean, it just reminded me when I was at Alabama in the SEC, man. It's like every week you got to go out there and play every week, you know. And we up for the challenge every week. We know we want to always go out there and do better than we did last week, than the previous week. And we know we left a lot out there on the field, even though everybody said we had a great game. But, you know, here in this locker room, we feel like we could have done better. So we just got to continue to keep working.
What kind of challenge does the Cincinnati noise, like, create for you guys? They went undefeated last season. How's that going to play a factor?
Like I said, we can't worry about noise. Noise don't affect what we do on that field. You know, we practice that. You know, we've been practicing that. Noise situations, just being able to communicate out there together, you know, passing calls out. Signaling and everything. So as long as we can do that on the road, I think we'll be all right.